Although the nation's economic outlook remains uncertain and the federal budget is falling deeper into deficit, President Bush enters the second half of his term in a strong political position. He enjoys high public approval ratings, and the midterm elections made him stronger on Capitol Hill. NPR's Don Gagne reports the president owes that to a White House political operation that's the envy of seasoned pros in both parties.
Ask political observers about the president's high standing with the public, and they're quick to point to Mr. Bush's handling of the war on terrorism. But they also give a great deal of credit to the president's senior staff, and especially to his top political advisor, Karl Rove, who is constantly plotting political strategy from his office in the West Wing. Charles O. Jones is a political scientist specializing in the presidency at the University of Wisconsin. He says Rove matters as much now as during the 2000 campaign.
What he represents, in my judgment, is a sort of an institutionalization of the whole permanent campaign apparatus. I refer to him as a second-generation political consultant. They are good not only at election campaigns, but policy campaigns as well.
Rove is not the first strictly political advisor to play a prominent role in the White House. Ronald Reagan had Mike Deaver and Ed Rollins. Bill Clinton had Dick Morris. But Rove has far more influence than any of his predecessors. Ken Duberstein, a former chief of staff for President Reagan, says Rove's position is unique because he's so close to the president, having known him for decades and guided all his winning campaigns, and because his instincts are so good.
Certainly he deserves all the admiration that is being heaped on him right now. I mean, he clearly made a significant difference, not only in 2000, but in 2002, not simply as a political strategist, but as somebody who has fundamentally sound judgment and is willing to give very careful advice to the president. And so far, it's turned out darn well.
But critics of the Bush White House say that with Rove wielding so much influence, the politics of issues come first. The substance of policy questions matters less than their impact on key voting groups. They also say it's unseemly for the president to be barnstorming around the country, raising money and giving campaign speeches for months prior to the midterm elections, using hardball rhetoric against even those Democrats who voted with him on his signature issues, tax cuts, education, and the use of force against Iraq. John Podesta is a Democrat and former chief of staff to Bill Clinton. He grudgingly says the Rove strategies have worked so far for the president, but says that could change.
I think in the long run, that if they can't perform substantively, if the economy remains weak, if they can't get their domestic agenda through in a way that people respect, those are the kinds of things that catch up with you in the long run. And no amount of political tactics really can overcome a performance that's not measuring up.
But Ken Duberstein says there's an easy explanation for Democratic complaints and their charge that Rove is too political.
Certainly understand the Democrats having Rove envy because he's a Republican, not a Democrat.
Critics got some fresh ammunition this week when a former White House official was quoted disparaging the political priorities of the administration. John DiIulio, a political scientist brought in to run the president's faith-based initiatives, was quoted in Esquire magazine saying that the administration was being run by the political arm of the White House. DiIulio did apologize, but in a statement that stopped short of disavowing his comments. White House press spokesman Ari Fleischer called the comments, quote, baseless and groundless. And later the same day, unexpectedly, DiIulio issued a new statement, a stronger one, denouncing his own quotes. He called them, quote, groundless and baseless. No one questions that this White House is a tight ship, following its chain of command and its timetable. For Ken Duberstein, though, it's a thing of wonder.
They have great message discipline. They announce things when they're ready to announce them. And I take my hat off to them for that.
For Democrats and congressional critics, though, the White House penchant for control is a source of frustration, and they warn a potential source of problems for the administration itself if the political weather should change down the road. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.